Before my podcast, I'm so proud that MyPillow is now a sponsor. You can get an amazing discount by just using the word charisma as a promo code. I'm very happy to endorse his product. I've been using it for years, and at the end of the podcast, I'll tell you a few stories about Mike Lindell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. I'm happy to be able to interview Clay Clark from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know him from his Thrive Time radio show and from working with General Michael Flynn for the Reawaken America tour. And he was one of the first ones to speak up about what was behind the COVID pandemic and so forth. And now the new thing everyone is talking about is monkeypox. And we're going to find out more about it. You don't want to miss this conversation. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back. And Clay, it's so good to be with you. I enjoyed being with you in Myrtle Beach a couple of weeks ago, and so much has happened since then. Why don't you bring me up to date, especially on monkeypox? We hear about it, but none of us know much about it.
Well, let me just give you a bunch of wins, and then I'll kind of take it down and hopefully end at the top again here. But first off, to my right, this is Aaron Antis. And Aaron Antis.
Hello, Aaron.
Good to see you, Stephen.
He runs one of Oklahoma's largest home building companies. And so much like you, Steve, he's an entrepreneur. He's had a lot of success there. He's also a believer in Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And Aaron, much like you, has taken aside his time where he could be running his business and has decided to use his talents to help save the nation. And so Aaron and I are doing this tour together. And so good things is Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology that he believes is being used perversely inside the COVID-19 shots. He has just agreed to join the Reawaken America tour.
That's right.
Donald J. Trump Jr. has just joined the Reawaken America tour. Eric Trump has said, I'm going to all of them, baby. Mm-hmm. Kash Patel, who's Trump's chief of staff, he'll be there. Mm-hmm. I just talked to Sean Foyt last night. He'll be joining us. So the momentum is there. The momentum is there. And what's happening is when you're at the tip of the spear talking to I would say an average of maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people a week, our team does.
Yeah.
You start to get a pulse for what everybody wants to know about.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying, are you still going to have the tour with the monkeypox outbreak? Mm-hmm. And so I thought what I could do, Steve, on today's show is I wanted to just give people three facts that we all need to put into our mind and research tonight. Assume I'm crazy. Don't put blind faith in anybody but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So Amen. Fact number one. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the monkey face button,
the monkey face,
I'm going to do it right now. Just so we'll go at the pace of the listeners. We go to timetofreeamerica.com and you go there and you see the monkey face button. And when you click on the monkey face button, that's the monkeypox button. That's our secret code.
And you just kind of go, ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
There you go. And you click on it. And you click there. And when you click there and you're going to see the first link is a link to the Nuclear Threat Initiative. This is an organization founded by Ted Turner. Funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And they sat down 15 months ago, they being the top experts at the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Jamie M. Yassif, PhD, Kevin O'Pree, PhD, Christopher Isaac. These geniuses get together, real men of genius. And they say, you know, here's the deal. We have determined that on May 15th of 2022, there shall be a monkeypox outbreak. 15 months ago. 15 months ago, and they put in a document that I'm showing you right now.
That was very specific to be that far ahead of it. No, it was going to be May 15th.
And they said on June 5th of 2022, the outbreak is going to reach more of a news cycle level. It's going to take off. Then they will discover soon that it was a engineered vaccine resistant virus.
Oh, they're going to.
And it's going to happen. And so that's the document.
Yeah.
Now, this is what's so crazy. I met Steve about a year ago.
Yeah.
After the first Reopen America tour event. Steve, imagine that I would have said, Steve, great to meet you. I want you to know there'll be a monkeypox outbreak on May 15th of 2022. I know we're talking COVID, but can we skip ahead and talk about, I mean, imagine the way you would have, Steve, how would you have processed that if I would have just gone there?
I would have thought you were nuts.
Right.
True.
So this is what's crazy.
Conspiracy of some kind.
A lady by the name of Lindsay in Colorado, she texts this to me.
I remember, yeah.
In May, mm-hmm. right after the April event last year.
That far out.
And I get it. I'm going, oh, come on. So I'm, and I've still seen, you know, there's preachers, teachers, pastors, doctors saying, we're not going to let COVID-19 stop us. Mm-hmm. So what I did, this is how you do it, folks. I began to research. I started thinking, who is the person at the tip of the spear leading the team Evil? Evil. Team who is
Evil?
There's Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil.
Evil.
And then he has like the hairless cat. Who is the hairless cat for Dr. Evil? And who is Dr. Evil? So I determined that Dr. Evil is Klaus Schwab.
He very much looks like.
He wrote a book called The Great Reset, which is like the opposite of what God says to do. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset.
It's like the anti-Bible.
It's truly nefarious. It's called COVID-19. The Great Reset stands for Certificate of Vaccination, IDAI. And I thought, you know, I need to go watch videos featuring his right-hand man, mm-hmm. Yuval Noah Harari, a man praised by Bill Gates, Obama, Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. They now refer to him as the prophet.
Google Talks.
And we did a podcast on that. You showed some video clips. It was very concerning. I wasn't that familiar with him, but you know, with this latest thing in Davos, I mean, he was front and center.
Yes.
According to the news reports that I saw.
Now, listen to this. Listen to what he says about COVID-19. Listen to this, folks. Listen.
Many of the scenarios that I outlined before the pandemic, I didn't outline them as a prophecy, but just as a possibility. Maybe it will happen. It's not an extremely deadly virus. It's not the Black Death. And look what it's doing to the world. So now just try to think, what will be the implications of a much bigger problem like climate change? Also, conceptually, it shows that, and here I completely agree with you, Ratko, that it shows you that you can change things on a massive scale. That, and again, you can stop all flights. You can lock down entire countries. You can actually do that. And life goes on in some way. And this, I would say, may make us more open to radical ideas about how to deal also with climate change. The COVID-19 crisis could be a really watershed moment, a moment of significant change in the history of surveillance, because surveillance is being revolutionized, transformed from over the skin surveillance to under the skin surveillance.
Aaron, he just said from over the skin surveillance mm-hmm. to
under the skin surveillance.
How would it go in?
How would
under
it go
the skin?
Inside of my skin?
How would you do that?
Maybe through a syringe?
Interesting, because that's the patent you can find at timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. You can find the patents for the RNA modifying nanotechnology that is delivered via a syringe, which rhymes with orange. Okay, so second point here. So point number one is the Nuclear Threat Initiative have said in advance mm-hmm. there will be
May 15th,
a monkeypox outbreak.
And then June 5th, it'll escalate.
So I started telling you about a month ago. I'm like, dude, monkeypox, monkeypox.
I think you were more like
monkeypox. I've been trying to practice it because Tedros has a way he says it. He says, the monkeypox. That's how Tedros, for anybody out there who doesn't know, Tedros is the head of the WHO. And his job is to basically run and manage, or at least appear to be managing, what is the idea of this global health task force that nobody voted for, that's supposed to be helping stop the spread of deadly viruses, pathogens, whatever. And it's heavily funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yep.
And so Tedros, on June 1st, he organizes a crack squad of geniuses to get together and to discuss the pandemic. Okay. And for everybody there who doesn't know who Tedros is, he's also a known communist.
It's true.
He's sort of a puppet of the Chinese government. The World Health Organization is controlled by the Chinese. That's why President Trump got us out of the World Health Organization.
Yep.
So he did a press conference and he said, we have an outbreak of the monkeypox.
The monkeypox.
Now, just 2 hours ago, he just said this. Listen to what he just said. I know it's kind of painful to listen to him talk because he's obviously either reading a teleprompter or just emotionally not engaged at all times. Watch him. Here he goes.
As you have been following this virus, I think it's now clear that there is unusual situation, meaning even the virus is behaving unusually from how it used to behave in the past. But not only that, it's also affecting more and more countries. And we believe that it needs also some coordinated response because of the geographic spread. Plus, at the same time, having an executive committee would help us to discuss about this issue. These are experts, external experts, to understand the virus better. The declaration of fake.
He just declared today they will convene an emergency committee meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the final step before they declare a pandemic.
It's true.
So I thought, Steve, I could just tell people what their recommendations are right now. And it's called ring vaccination. Ring has a bad ring to it. But we're going to go ahead and type in ring vaccination into Google. This was created by Harvard on June 6th, which happens to be 666, June 6th, 2022. And this is their plan. And I want people to listen to what I'm saying. Please read it. Just type in ring vaccination Harvard. You can find the article. This is what it says. And I'm going to read this to you. Just tell me if this is concerning to you at all. Okay. Because this is the plan to stop monkeypox.
Yep.
Again, somebody says online, hey, listen, this is a disease primarily spread amongst the homosexual community. Someone's saying that right now. I'm saying to you, this is what they're saying.
Right.
On the Harvard website.
Well, and he's even saying that it's not appearing in the way that it normally would, and it's presenting.
And they're also, they're describing the symptoms of monkeypox as being flu-like symptoms.
Flu-like symptoms.
Headaches.
Yep. Nausea.
Nausea.
Yeah.
Not monkeypox you can see. Headache, right. Nausea. Anyway, so it says, as soon as a case of monkeypox is suspected.
Suspected. Okay.
The patient and their close contacts are interviewed to identify possible exposure.
So if you suspect that I have a headache,
you look like you have a headache. You look bad.
You're going to interview me if I...
You mean, you look good, but I mean, you look like you feel bad.
But if I just kind of go like this and rub my forehead a little bit, you probably think I have a headache. Well,
okay. Step two, we offer a vaccination. The vaccination is offered to all contacts. Like the way they offered the vaccines to the military.
Oh, you mean like, here, we'd like to offer this to you, but if you won't take it, we're going to kick you out.
Right. And then third step is, vaccination is offered to all those who came in contact with you.
Oh, okay.
Who are suspected of being in contact with anybody.
I have a headache or flu-like symptoms.
And you need to be vaccinated within 4 days.
4 days. Okay.
So and they need to have
all
any
my friends
right.
within 4 days.
4 days.
And all my contacts.
And what's interesting is that Helen Clark, who I don't... Steve, do you remember voting for Helen Clark to be a key member of the World Health Organization or the World Economic Forum? Did you have that vote?
No, I missed that vote.
Aaron, do you remember casting the vote? You said, I want Helen Clark to join the World Economic Forum. You remember that?
I don't.
Okay, so listen to her. This is her talking about at the World Economic Forum about, again, the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization are tied together, okay? So she's saying this is the number one thing that needs to happen as a result of the World Economic Forum's meeting.
Okay.
This is the number one thing. Listen to this.
We have to believe that it's possible to stop a localized outbreak becoming a raging global pandemic. And that means better surveillance, more transparency, frankly, by all member states.
Transparency.
If they think something's happened, it's got to be reported.
You got to know.
And the WHO needs the power to be on the site.
On the site.
Whatever teams need to be deployed.
In all
countries? Needs to be able to publish the information it has rather than beg countries for permission to do it. It's got to be able to take a precautionary approach in running up a flag, and it's got to be able to declare an emergency without being kneecapped by an emergency committee. Oh,
now, for anybody that doesn't understand this, the World Health Organization got together a group of nations, over 100 of them, mm-hmm. and they've all agreed that they are going to work together, and that if any country in the world is not complying with the World Health Organization's recommendations, mm-hmm. they are a threat to everybody else.
To the health of those other 100 nations.
And therefore, all the other nations need to descend upon that nation that won't comply to stop the spread.
Mm-hmm. So she talked a lot about governments getting out of the way,
yes.
and just basically bowling over all
capitulate.
The rules. Sounds like the taking of the sovereignty of our country as it pertains to a declared emergency.
Now, this is interesting. Imagine that Steve on today's show, imagine Steve said, he says, Clay, we're going to talk about monkeypox. Mm-hmm. And imagine that I said out of my mouth what was in my heart. And it was just some crazy, crazy statement. Okay.
You mean so, just blurted it out.
Yeah.
Not thinking about
it. So this is Michael J. Ryan. His name is Michael J. Ryan. He's one of the top advisors for Tedros. Now I've been working on, this is some stuff, Steve, this is new for your listeners here. This would be the monkeypox.
That's Tedros.
This is Tedros. So we got to look out for the monkeypox. Now the thing is that if you want to practice sounding like Tedros, what you have to do is you have to sound like you don't care and speak fast while also speaking slowly. So
that's true. That's what he does.
We are here to declare an emergency for the World Health Organization, the monkeypox outbreak, books to be. And he just, okay. And then you got Schwab here.
Oh.
He's sure. saying, China. He loves China. This is Schwab.
Yeah.
And Schwab has said out loud, the difference of the fourth industrial revolution is it the fourth industrial revolution doesn't change so much what you're doing for a living as much as it changes you through gene editing. This is him.
Mm-hmm. That's him.
This is him. And this is Yuval Noah Harari. And this guy is the prophet.
That's what they call him.
He's the one leading the way. So again, this guy, I got to get more cutouts here, okay?
Yeah.
But this is Dr. Michael Ryan. He's kind of like the Fauci of the World Health Organization.
Gotcha.
Listen to him, what he said. He was asked, sir, will you comment about the monkeypox outbreak? This is what he said at the press conference. Mm-hmm.
This is not about stealing sovereignty from countries. This is
okay. All right, great. It didn't sound like that.
What did you just? Let's go on. Let's just. So they, you know, reporters are kind of like, "Are you? What did you just say?" He comes back again with a different approach. Listen to him.
And there is no question of any loss of sovereignty or any play by global powers to take over the world. This is not what this is about. This is about finding the necessary level of agreement to protect all of our communities in the future.
It kind of seems like when somebody's like, okay, now when we go on the air, make sure that you don't bring up the global takeover thing. Just keep that on the back burner. Don't talk about that. And he's like sweating and he's like, okay, I won't talk about that. And then he immediately starts talking.
Exactly. And then this real quick, just so we're clear, Yuval Noah Harari, this guy, okay? Listen to what he just says about human rights. Listen to this, folks.
The human can also say, look, there is a God above the clouds. And if you don't do what I tell you to do, God will punish you. And if you believe this fictional story, then you will do what you are told to do. And this is the secret behind large-scale human cooperation. As long as everybody believes in the same fictional stories, everybody obeys the same laws and the same rules and the same norms. And this is something that only humans can do. You can never convince a chimpanzee to do something.
This is the guy steering the ship. And I'm quoting Yuval Noah Harari. He says, human rights, there's no such thing as human rights. They're a myth.
Right.
He says, humans are hackable animals. Mm-hmm. He says we need to change time. His new thing is he wants to change time. And he's also about getting rid of the laws that we use. He doesn't like the legal system. He says we need to change the laws and the times. By the way, he's openly gay. Very. He doesn't eat meat. He's from Israel. Mm-hmm. His name in Hebrew is Jubal, which was the first son of the first sexually perverse person in Genesis, Lamech. That's his son, Jubal. Mm-hmm. Noah, Harari, you know, Harari, like mountain. That's what it means in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. He only writes in Hebrew, reads in Hebrew, top advisor for Barack Obama, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates. Listen to what he says here about the legal system. This is mind-blowing.
It will demand a lot of changes in many
fields. Real quick, if you want to practice sound like him, you got to go a little bit higher than you. It's kind of like, you're kind of like
will a, demand.
You kind of like to sound almost like a C, like he's like, isn't he kind of like C-3PO?
A little bit, yeah.
He's kind of like he's kind of robotic, kind of a.
It will demand a lot of changes many fields. The most obvious is the legal field. The idea that we punish people for making bad choices, that should be out.
Okay. Oh wait.
We still need a legal system.
So Bill Cosby.
Wow.
He says we need to not punish criminals for violating laws.
Hmm.
This is the guy. This is their guy. So Steve, I've read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 as recently as this morning. Read a lot in the Bible, you know, read Daniel pretty thoroughly, read Revelation thoroughly, read a lot of this. And I'm just telling you, this guy is implementing an Antichrist-like agenda. And probably before next Tuesday, we will be finding ourselves in the next pandemic. And the question is tonight, what will your listeners do? Because if we comply, America will die. And this man openly said that the virus wasn't super deadly, but yet we stopped all travel. We locked everything down. He was excited about it.
He was excited about it. And he likes to talk about how science is power. That's what you use science for, is for power.
Yeah, let me pull up that clip. This is the clip. Yeah. He loves talking about how science is power. Could you imagine working for a scientist at some university, not like any scientist, but the top scientist, and that you say, "Dear top scientist, I'm paying to go to your class here." Yuval is a college professor at the Jerusalem University.
Right.
If you were to study abroad, how to speak Hebrew, he teaches a lot of people that study abroad at the University of Jerusalem.
That's crazy.
He's also calling for the creation of one world religion called Dataism. That's what he calls it. Listen to this guy. This is Yuval Noah Harari. It could be a C-3PO sound alike. Here we go.
I think the chief value of science is power. Science is mainly about gaining power over the world. They use truth to some extent on the way to achieving power or to achieving order, but this is not their highest value. About-
it sounds like Satan is talking.
It does. Very much so.
Like, where do you find all this stuff? I mean, you can't trust the media to do it. And also with this monkeypox, I mean, there's only been a handful of infections, aren't there? How can you, an epidemic is when there are a lot of people sick in a location. A pandemic is when it's worldwide.
Right.
And of course, just the word pandemic strikes fear in the heart of a lot of people. A lot of people went along with it because initially we didn't know if it was a new black plague. We found out pretty quickly that it wasn't. And then we also found out that there are power hungry people that were just waiting for an excuse to control our lives. We've talked about that before. So just help me understand, at what point can they get away with this monkeypox, because there's a lot of people that are just tired of all this stuff. I mean, yes, there are risks, but life has pretty much come back to normal after the COVID pandemic, at least for me. I mean, I flew this weekend, no masks, thank God. But yet I had a friend die of COVID this week. So it's obviously still out there. Now, he was a little bit older, and I don't know all the details of how he got it or anything like that, but it's not like COVID is totally gone. But
well,
we take a certain amount of risk just living life. We could die of a lot of viruses. People die of pneumonia all the time, yet we don't shut down our country over that.
Well, they're suggesting that they're suggesting right now that everybody would go, the experts you're watching online, if you just type in monkeypox and click on news, you can see all this. What my process where I get my news, though, this is what I do. I never watch the news. So I don't do it. Don't watch Fox. Don't watch CNN. Don't watch One America. Don't watch news. I encourage everyone to not do that either. I never watch it. I don't, because I just it's totally bogus. And I know most of the personalities that most are, I've met them or been around them. And most of them have their own little area of no-go zone they won't get into.
It's true.
They're like, well, I don't go there because I don't want to offend, you know, this particular advertiser. Mm-hmm. So what I recommend you do is you go to your Bible as the first website you go to. It's a physical book. The first news source, you go to the Bible. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's very topical, very all true. It's always relevant. It's great.
It should be the filter.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go there first. Mm-hmm. I think you need to read Matthew chapter 24 out loud today. Second Thessalonians chapter 2 out loud today. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a base, you know, get some Revelation chapter 13 going on, a little bit of that, get a little Daniel going. And then step two, Steve, when I drive my car, I listen to the Bible because that's my second news source. Mm-hmm. Get the physical one going on. Then listen to the audio, King James. So now I got that going on. So that's like my filter, right? So then when I'm researching, I listen to Yuval Noah Harari or Klaus Schwab or Fauci, you know, or I listen to Bill Gates, what they actually say out loud. Then I go, boop, 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 boop. That matches. Boop, 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 boop. That matches. So I actually go on to YouTube or Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever, and I search for things that are in the Bible. So I'm searching online for a false prophet. Who's calling themselves a prophet? And that's how I find Yuval Noah Harari. There he is. He calls himself the prophet. And then I'm like, man, what is the technology that most mimics the Mark of the Beast technology? And I find MIT is working on a technology called Luciferase that goes under the skin. I'm like, what? And then I archive all this at timetofreeamerica.com. And people say, how did you discover Luciferase and biosensors and RNA modifying nanotechnology that goes inside the human body? So I know what I'm looking for. And I go, and it's like a metal detector on the beach. Mm-hmm. And I, oh, there it is. And I know what I'm looking for. And I find it. And it's kind of wild because I think a lot of Christians, I'm not attacking your listeners, I'm attacking myself. I think a lot of Christians, we are not fully committed. We go to church on Sunday if it doesn't rain. Second service, if the early, well, the first one's too early.
It's too early.
Second one, it's just like, I like it, but if it's a Easter, we might skip because it's crowded. You know, we might. And then with the rain, if there's any rain, any
parking spot,
any weather, just if it's too hot,
yeah,
I can't go.
It's bad then.
Too cold, can't go. Super Bowl, can't go.
Yeah.
And so, but we got to get, and I encourage you, we got to get to a place where I'm at right now is I want to go to church 7 days a week. Like I want to, I'm like, excuse me, can we open up again, please? And I want to go 7 days a week. I'm serious. I don't watch the NFL. I don't watch the NBA. I don't watch anything. I don't listen to secular music. I don't watch movies. I don't care about Marvel Comics. I don't care about Tom Brady. I just don't care. And it occurred to me that the disciples were probably not irrevocably distracted. You know, Jesus wasn't like, hey, Matthew, quit watching SportsCenter and pay attention. Hey, Luke, seriously, quit getting on that adult website and get focused, man. Because these guys weren't distracted. All they were doing was seeking after Jesus. And my thesis is we have got to get serious about Jesus. We've got to get back to God. And that's why we're doing this Reawaken America tour. And that's why, Steve, you're seeing great people like yourself that have joined the tour. Mm-hmm. That's why the energy is so spectacular. And that's why we let people name their price. You know, when Jesus did the Sermon on the Hill, I don't know that he said,
if you can afford $50 only, please. If you have 45, sorry, you don't qualify.
The gospel's for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to lead America to Jesus. So I fill the place with pastors and teachers and preachers who love the Lord. And I get out of the way and miracles happen. And I'm just telling you, I am fired up about that. And my only hope is the hope of his calling. Ephesians is so important. People understand this. If you read Ephesians, you're going to discover the hope of his callings. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 21. Aaron, Bible College right there. Boom. So, but it's important, though, that we understand. People say, where's the hope? Mm-hmm. It's the hope of his calling.
It is.
Because either the Bible's real or it isn't.
That's exactly.
And if it is real, baby, right now, I mean, and by the way, we didn't even go there today, but you see what's going on in Yellowstone?
Huge. The biggest weather event in history since 1918 and flooding throughout Yellowstone.
Matthew chapter 24, it says there'll be wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, mm-hmm. that's like plural. Mm-hmm. There's going to be Nation against nation, iniquity shall abound, earthquakes in diverse places. Mm-hmm. Bro, I had a Corey Minter call me today. He goes, one of my longtime clients, he says, I'm not there. I might not be able to make it back. And I said, what? He goes, Yellowstone, it's like blowing up and all these roads collapsed.
Yeah, I heard.
I mean, they're talking about certain people at Yellowstone now who are around that area who are going to have to get airlifted out of there.
Wow.
Because the whole place is just blowing up.
It's crazy.
We're living through it, Steve. It's kind of intense. It's like we're out camping.
Intense.
You know, you were right when you talked about the Reawaken America tour being so energetic. And if people haven't attended it, they need to. And I just admire so much the fact that you're speaking up and saying things that that need to be said. But podcasts can't go on, and we're going to have to land this plane fairly quickly. So let's go back to the question that you brought up earlier, to let people know what they have to do. You know, most of us have no control over the WHO. All we can do is to vote some strong leaders like Donald Trump in, who have a backbone. That probably helps some, but we can't wait around for that.
Yep. I got three things for you, Steve. One is don't take the monkeypox vaccine, which they're pushing. And by the way, you'll know you're getting it because it requires, I'm reading here, 15 jabs of a bifurcated escargot fork-esque needle in a fashion vigorous enough to draw blood. That's how you get a monkeypox vaccine. So just be aware that if you're being hit 15 times, it's probably you getting a monkeypox vaccine.
Step one, don't take it because
they're putting RNA modifying nanotechnology in all their shots. So don't take the COVID vaccine. Don't take the monkeypox vaccine. Don't take RNA modifying nanotechnology inside your body. Don't do it. Yeah. Second is I recommend you pick up a copy of this book here. It's called Believer's Authority. Aaron Antis introduced this book to me. Believer's Authority, written by Kenneth Hagin. It's powerful, and it really awakens you up to the power of God's promise, the authority he's given us as believers. Also, this is kind of like a parallel guidebook to lead you down the book of Ephesians. Get this book. And the third thing is go to timetofreeamerica.com. Go there. Come out to one of our events. We're going to July in Virginia Beach. Yep. And then August, we're going to Rochester, New York. Yep. And there, all these people that are in the fight are there.
That's true.
The doctors, the lawyers, the few non-deep state controlled politicians, the pastors, and they're looking for you. They're looking for help.
I think that's what people find at the events is they see all these different speakers in all these different areas, and they're looking for, because the number one question is, what can I do? How can I get involved? And
right.
I see something that sparks or ignites a passion in them about that's the part I want to get connected to. And they either donate towards the cause, and everybody should have a little bit of their budget every month going towards helping to promote freedom in our country. Or they're like, I can plug in. I've got skills. I've got talents and treasures that I can put into that event or whatever they're wanting to get involved with that they feel passionate about. That's what happens at the Reawaken Tour.
And it's also very encouraging because you're right. A lot of people feel like they're all alone. You know, they may be around people that are negative, that think nuts, but you're encouraged. And, you know, there are a lot of different kinds of people there of all ages and races and occupations. A lot of them aren't even believers, but some of your sessions are almost like church, complete with praise.
Well, Steve, I will say this in closing. I just said, at Charisma Magazine, there's been three things that you've done at Charisma Media behind the scenes that I can't speak highly enough. I want to praise you, just praise what you're doing. Jonathan Kahn, helping him get his books to market and into the marketplace, that encouraging word, so powerful. Introducing people to folks like Dr. Stella Emanuel, just being an unapologetic person fighting for the truth amidst cancel culture. That's a legacy that you're going to get a reward. You're going to see a reward of that in heaven. It's going to happen. Amen. I mean that. Second thing is adapting to our events. A lot of events, you know, they have like a 30-minute kind of a TED Talks kind of a format, 45. Oh, yeah. Ours are like 13 minutes go. And it's just like, because these videos are, you know, they go viral if they're shorter.
Yeah.
And they take off. And again, Steve's just hopped right in. He always hits his time. He's right on time. He's prompt. He's great. And the third thing is you are personally putting out great content, your books, you're exposing cancel culture. And again, you're doing these things. And I just can't speak highly enough about this because right now you're going to see pastors. I promise it. It's not prophetic. I've just read the plan. You're going to see pastors right now who are kind of fake. I say kind of, they're definitely fake, who are going to start pushing and attacking any pastors, preachers, or teachers that speak up on behalf of Jesus Christ and on behalf of the First Amendment, and on behalf, I mean, you're going to see it like never before, though.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you this. If you do some deep diving, folks, today on DuckDuckGo, you can see that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, has partnered with many churches, and I've actually spoken to two pastors that have made millions of dollars by staying shut. Millions. So you talked about the PPP, Paycheck Protection Program.
Yeah.
Some of these pastors don't pay any income tax.
Yep.
They don't pay tax on anything. Their kids get to go to college at a reduced rate. They don't have to pay taxes on certain home purchases. I mean, these guys, and I've talked to a couple of them, and one of the pastors was kind enough. He calls me up. Good guy, by the way. He says, you know, I'm on the DHS newsletter thing where they send me updates of what's going to happen. Can I forward those to you for a while? And they are the most frightening, crazy thing possible. And he didn't know what he had got caught up in with the DHS. He thought he was doing a good thing. And then all of a sudden he's getting updates that are basically saying, we're going to be needing you pastors to push the Fauci, you've all know Harari, Klaus Schwab, Great Reset narrative moving forward. We're counting on you. You've been rewarded to do so. We'd hate to penalize you for not doing so. That's what these documents are saying. So you're going to start to see the pastors using their pulpits to push the Great Reset harder than you ever saw Fauci do it. It's going to happen.
We know we need to do a deep dive on that another time. There are a lot of things going on that are very, very concerning. And you're right. We've been covering it for a long, long time. It goes back decades. It's just worse. And it seems to be crescendoing in some way. If you believe anything about Bible prophecy, suddenly you can see things right around the corner that we never thought were possible before. But I sense that there's a shift. It's kind of underground. I think of it like Elijah. Remember how they had a drought and then he prayed for rain? There hadn't been rain in several years.
Yep.
But he saw in the distance, or a servant saw in the distance, a cloud the size of a man's hand.
Come on.
Remember, he started running because he knew rain was coming. And that's my prayer and belief, that we're starting to see some signs. And I think that what you're doing is an indication of that. A lot of people are very concerned, but they don't know what to do. You know, they don't know how to stand up by themselves. But as this get, you know, I think that some of these radicals have pushed things too far, and that the pendulum is going to swing back the other way.
See, they've woken up people that would have never gotten involved in politics. Most of the people that come to the Reawaken America Tour have told me they have voted a lot of times. They would have never gotten involved. Yeah. They haven't been to church in a decade. And sometimes it takes a gong to wake people up. Now, I mean, some have described Yuvaldo Harari's head as gong-like. I'm not going to say that, but but I mean, so that's what this guy, you just listen to this guy speak. It's like he's reading a teleprompter written by Satan or something. I mean, it's so that he's waking people up. So thank you, Yuvaldo Harari, for waking up the Christians. Thank you for waking up the remnant, and to may God have mercy on your soul.
Amen.
All right. So,
Aaron, do you have anything you want to say before I give Clay the last word?
Yeah, no, the only thing is just, you know, that book, The Believer's Authority, if really we can condense it down into Matthew 18:18, you know, which is whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And actually in the NLT, it says whatever we forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. Whatever we permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. And it's like, Jesus, in that passage there, he talks about that he has given us the keys of the kingdom. And I know that if somebody gives me, if I get keys to this building right now, I have control over who comes in and who goes out. I have control over what happens inside of this building. And when he gave us the keys, he said the gates of hell, I don't know if he was talking about Bill Gates or not, but the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. The church needs to stand up in the authority that was given to us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, where he said, he has given us dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. We need to stand back up in that authority, and we need to take that authority that Jesus gave us. And if the church will do that in this hour, which I believe is beginning to happen, I think we can still turn this thing around. And I read the end of the book and we win. So it's going to happen.
When you said the gates of hell, that really, Bill Gates could be described as the Bill Gates of hell.
That's why I was like, maybe he's talking about Bill. I don't know.
I mean, there is a lot there to it. And Kim Clement did talk about how he thought that Bill Gates, he thought that God showed him that Bill Gates would be returning, you know, financial resources to the
kingdom. Yeah.
And I was explained that mechanically, I've thought through how that would happen.
Yeah.
Bill Gates controls a massive sum of funds. I mean, he's single-handedly funding the World Health Organization, which is seeking to steal the sovereignty of every nation. Mm-hmm. And if there was ever a just court out there and he were ever convicted
of that,
of all the things he's done to him, the American population, the people of America, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe there is trillions of dollars in that medical industrial complex he's created.
That is so true.
Trillions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And there's only millions of Americans.
Right.
So I could see somehow but Bill Gates, that was a pretty profound statement you made there. So my final thought here, Steve, is just I encourage everybody right now, go to timetofreeamerica.com. We go from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. both days. Go to this event, and it's going to be in Rochester in New York in August. It's August 12th and 13th, July 8th and 9th in Virginia Beach. You go there. Again, you can request tickets. You can name your price. Second thing, you can watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary by going to timetofreeamerica.com, clicking on the shopping cart, and you can stream it for free and then donate if you want to. Stream it for free or donate if you want to. And the third is you can download the Reawaken America versus the Great it's called the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset. The Reawakening versus the Great Reset. You can download that book 100% free. Again, 100% free. You can download it at timetofreeamerica.com. Steve, thank you for putting up with me. I know I go fast. A lot of information we're packing in, but thank you so much, brother. I really do appreciate you.
Well, thank you. It's always a lot of fun. You say a lot of very concerning things, but you say it in a happy kind of way. It's kind of fun to watch you and to listen and to learn. And there's so much more each of us have to learn. And thank you to my listeners for tuning in today to my Strang Report podcast. And thank you to Clay and Aaron for sharing your wisdom. I look forward to the next podcast. God bless you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.
Well, thank you for listening. You know, I've gotten to know Mike Lindell fairly well. The first time I met him was at National Religious Broadcasters. He was going around meeting people, and instead of saying my name, I said, "You're the man that improved my sleep," as I shook his hand. And he said, in his kind of sing-song that you hear on the commercials, "I knew it would." And that was just like a little joke. And since then, I had the opportunity to visit his office and also his manufacturing plant, meet his employees. I did a cover story in Charisma Magazine in January 2021. And he did a foreword for my book, Guide and Cancel Culture. You know, his company was going to send me a whole lot of his products, and I told them they didn't need to because I've been using the products for years, really. First, I used my pillow. Then I wanted to buy the Giza Dream Sheets. And my wife said, you know, we already use Egyptian cotton. You know, we had fairly nice sheets. And I said, no, but I want to try them. I want to support Mike Lindell, especially after all these cancel culture people took his products out of the stores because he had the audacity to support Donald Trump. But you know what? We like the Giza Dream Sheets better than whatever Egyptian cotton. It is Egyptian cotton, but somehow the quality level's better. And they're not paying me to say that. That is my opinion. I've never endorsed a product from another company before, but I'm happy to endorse MyPillow.com and the various products that they produce. I sleep on MyPillow every night and really like his Giza Dream Sheets. But they have so many products, and you get a discount on any of their products if you use the product code CHARISMA. Just the word CHARISMA. CHARISMA. Of course, you go to MyPillow.com.